Good morning, and welcome to St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church's online service for this Sunday, March 14th. Wherever you may be watching from, we welcome you here. Though we are not physically present together, we continue to worship together virtually in spirit, and we are thankful that you've joined us this day to worship God together. We have a number of announcements today as listed in our bulletin, so I'll highlight a few, but I encourage you to take the time to read through it as well. We find ourselves in the sermon series, Practicing What We Preach. We have been and continue to explore and experiment with several different spiritual practices. This Sunday, we welcome Beth Wolk, as she brings us the message. Beth is the associate pastor at Grace Mennonite Church and is also a spiritual director and retreat facilitator. So we are very thankful to have her with us this morning, and we look forward to hearing her reflection on the prayer practice, the Examine. This Tuesday, March 16th, is the deadline to submit feedback to Church Council regarding the 2021 annual general meeting reports. So if for some reason you have yet to receive one of those report booklets, please be in contact with the office and they'll be sure to get you a copy. Once again, we are so very thankful for all of those who participate in our services and who work behind the scenes putting it all together. We very much appreciate all of your hard work and dedication that makes these virtual services possible. So thank you very much. As we look ahead to this upcoming week, there are a few events happening online that I will just quickly highlight. At 11:30 this morning, our youth in grades 7 to 11 will meet for their Sunday school. Tomorrow, Monday evening at 7 p.m., there will be junior youth. Friday at 7 p.m., there will be senior youth. Saturday at 7 is our time for young adults. And next Sunday at 9:30, there will be Sunday school for ages 3 to grade 6. So should you have any questions about these or other programs, please contact myself, Taya, or the church office. This morning, our call to worship comes from Psalm 143, verse 1 and 8 to 12. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Our first song this morning will be To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
So we'll now move into a time of prayer as we bring our needs and the needs of our community to God. So please join me in prayer. Loving God, we come before you this day with humble hearts, knowing that we are here with imperfect pasts, presents, and futures. And yet you continue to be here with us. We put our trust in you and in your unfailing love. We are continuing to wade through uncharted territory and find ourselves still very much in the unknown. With today marking 1 year since we first placed our in-person gatherings on hold, we reflect on this past year that has looked so vastly different than all the years before it. We recognize the sacrifices we have made individually and as a church community, but look with hope to the days ahead. We give you thanks for being a comfort and a guide to us in this difficult year, and for all that you have provided to us to help us to be able to continue to worship together in various ways. We have come such a long way, and yet there are many hurdles that still lie ahead. We've been through so much these past 12 months, and it feels there is still much trial and tribulation around us, and those things feel enormous and heavy. But we are reminded time and time again that not only are you in the enormous things in life, but you are also in each and every tiny detail throughout our days. So much is uncertain around us, the big things and the heavy things and the day-to-day details, and yet your steadfast love remains, and for that we praise you. We lift to you the needs of our community, those that are dealing with health concerns, tests, and recovery. May you give their doctors wisdom, their families strength and endurance to support them, and healing and peace to those who are in need. In all that we are experiencing, help us to remember that you are ever present with us. You have walked with us through all that is behind us. You walk with us now, and where we are headed, you are already there. We give you thanks for all the many blessings you have given to us and are ever thankful for the assurance that we are forgiven and loved by you. May we begin this week ahead with a refreshed spirit and renewed heart as we go forth sharing your love with others. We pray all this in your holy name. Amen. Let us continue our service with singing, "Now Thank We All Our God."
Rejoices, who from the mother's arms has blessed us on our way. Today's scripture reading is taken from Psalm 139, 1 to 14, and verses 23 to 24. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my getting out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? I go up to the heavens. You are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Thank you for inviting me to be with you this morning. I bring greetings from Grace Mennonite Church just around the corner, where I'm pastor of spiritual formation and pastoral care. I also bring greetings from home, from my husband Eric and our two girls. For those who may not be aware, Eric grew up in this congregation. And when we were first engaged and then married, we spent a couple of years participating here together, and we're grateful to this day for the rich relationships we experienced during that season of our lives. I love this series, Practicing What We Preach, that you are journeying together through this Lent. What a beautiful opportunity to experience different spiritual disciplines each week, to get a taste of several contemplative practices that have the potential to expand our awareness of God's presence in our lives and open us further to the transformation, growth, and loving action that the Spirit is calling us toward. These disciplines that you are experimenting with during this season are near and dear to my heart, both as a practitioner and as a spiritual director. I see these contemplative practices as a feast for the soul. As we sample from the table, some practices will appeal to us more than others, and we'll find that different practices will nourish us in different seasons of our lives. Today, I offer you a sampling of the Ignatian Prayer of Examine, a reflective prayer that invites us to notice the presence of God in the midst of our everyday lives. In the familiar psalm, Psalm 139, that Peter read earlier for us, the psalmist sings of a God who knows us inside out, our thoughts and activities, strengths and limitations, habits and routines. What an assurance of being known in our innermost being by the Creator of the universe. What a comfort that we can rest in the presence of a God who draws near to us in our best and our worst moments. And yet, is there also something we fear about this? Are we resistant at times to the idea of being known this intimately? Perhaps our childhood images of God make us nervous about a God who hems us in, behind, and before. Maybe we've absorbed ideas of God as an intruder and invader, surveilling us and keeping track of what we do wrong. Yet the God we see in this psalm and throughout the scriptures is a loving God who fashioned us in the womb, who knows us inside out, who inhabits our very own bodies, and who calls to us in the midst of our lives, extending a gracious presence that beckons but does not force, surrounds and indwells but does not confine, and that simply invites us to pay attention, to know and respond to the one who leads us into the way everlasting, the way of being most alive and human. Most of us walk through our days preoccupied by ideas, concerns, anxieties, and mental pictures. Seldom are we fully present to ourselves, our immediate experience, or one another. It is so easy for us to sleepwalk through our days unaware of God's presence within and all around. And yet God offers persistent invitations to wake up and experience the light and love that is being poured out for us here and now in the midst of our daily lives. What space are you creating in your life to recognize God's presence and movement? How are you opening yourself to the one who wants to know and be known by you? One of the ways that I practice attuning myself to God's presence is through contemplative prayer. And one of my favorite ways to pray each day is the Examine. The Examine is a method of prayerful awareness developed by Saint Ignatius of Loyola in the mid-16th century, and it's become a bedrock of Ignatian spirituality and Jesuit education. This form of prayer was intended to be done daily and was designed to support individuals and their desires to notice the Spirit's movement in their lives, to train themselves to respond to specific nudges from God, and to bring everything, every thought, feeling, word, and action into conversation and communion with God. The prayer of Examine is a way of reviewing our days and noticing any areas of consolation. These are thoughts, emotions, and experiences that move us with and towards God's presence. And areas of desolation. These are thoughts, emotions, and experiences which distract us or take us further away from God. So areas of consolation energize us, inspire us, providing a sense of rootedness and clarity that deepens our connection with the world around us and allows us to look outside, beyond ourselves, revealing where God is at work. On the contrary, thoughts, emotions, and experiences that are desolate in nature drain us of energy and cloud our judgment, turning us in on ourselves at times and disconnecting us with our community and the ways that God is at work around us. One thing that I love about the Examine is that it is exceptionally flexible and adaptive. It can be used to review your day, week, or month. And it can be adapted to hone in on a specific issue or focus for discernment. Bringing our consolations and desolations into conversation with God can help us become attuned to the Spirit's movement in our daily lives. In this prayer, we invite God to breathe insight into our thoughts, emotions, actions, and to offer us guidance. This prayer has become a profound rhythm in my life, and perhaps it will be a gift for you too. I invite you to join me in the prayer of Examine today. You may want to review the day so far, but if it's the morning, maybe you want to think about reviewing yesterday. We'll begin by praying portions of Psalm 139, as we read before, this time from a beautiful little book that I highly recommend, especially as I understand that you're journeying through the Psalms together with Pastor Nick, and it's called Psalms for Praying by Nan C. Merrill. And then after we've prayed with the psalm together, we will move through a 5-part prayer of examine that I have adapted from one taught to me by my mentor and teacher, spiritual director and musician, Kathy Hardy. There will be some moments of silent reflection, so lean into that and be comfortable with some silence. And if you have a pen or notebook nearby, you might want to journal what comes up for you, your awarenesses and responses. Or you may just want to sit still, close your eyes, soften your gaze, and take a moment to just be comfortable and find a cozy position. So I'll encourage you to do that now. Take a moment, find a comfortable position. Perhaps you want to ground yourself by placing both feet flat on the floor. And gently deepen your breath. Like a rock settling on the bottom of a lake after it's thrown in, let yourself settle. And we'll hear Psalm 139 in a bit of a different way. Oh, my beloved, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my innermost thoughts. You find me on the journey and guide my steps. You know my strengths and my weaknesses. Even before words rise up in prayer, you have already heard my heart call. You encompass me with love wherever I go, and your strength is my shield. Such sensitivity is too wonderful for me. It is high. Boundless gratitude is my soul's response. For you formed me, my inward being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for you are to be reverenced and adored. Your mysteries fill me with wonder. More than I know myself, do you know me? My essence was not hidden from you. When I was being formed in secret, intricately fashioned from the elements of the earth, how precious to me are your creations, O Blessed One. How vast is the sum of them. Who could count your innumerable gifts and blessings? At all times you are with me. Search me, O my beloved, and know my heart. Try me and discern my thoughts. Help me to face the darkness within me. Enlighten me that I might radiate your love and light. Continuing with your eyes closed or your gaze softened, let us move into the prayer of examine. We begin by reviewing the day. Beginning at the start of this day or yesterday, review the events of the day with gratitude for the gift of life. Let your mind scan over the big and small things that happened, and pay attention to the thoughts and emotions that arise. And you may just want to sit with this in silence or write down some of the things that come to you as you scan over the day. I invite you to notice areas of consolation. What was life-giving for you? What are you thankful for? Where did you notice yourself being energized? Where did you taste joy? What was deeply meaningful? Was there a time that your heart sang? And now take a moment to notice areas of desolation. What fears, disappointments, or anxieties did you experience this day? Notice any interaction or experience that pulled you away from your center, the place of being rooted and grounded. Allow yourself to be fully honest with any confusion, anger, or pain. Invite words of life. In this movement of our prayer, we ask God to speak into our consolation and desolation, becoming even more silent and still. Open your heart to receive wisdom. Invite God's guidance, perhaps a call to action. Listen for words of life. And in the final movement of our examine, let us invoke gratitude and grace. As you end this time of prayer, offer gratitude for any awarenesses, insights, and invitations you received. Give thanks for the way that God comes to us in the midst of our consolation and our desolation. Ask for grace for the coming day and for a growing awareness of God's presence as you live and move and have your being. And so as you start to return to maybe the room that you're in, the people you are with, we give a final thanks for the presence that is with us. And bless you as you enter this new week and continue the journey of Lent. Perhaps this practice will be one you'll want to return to through this season. May you go in peace, remembering that you are known and loved by God. No matter where you are or what you experience, God's love encircles you, before and behind, above and below, on your left and on your right. From the farthest ocean to the highest mountain, from the heights of joy to the depths of despair, from everlasting to everlasting. Wherever you find yourself, God is there.
Thank you so much, Beth, for that message. That was wonderful. Thank you. We'll move into our final song for this morning, Everlasting. As our service comes to a close today, may you go with these words of blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.